recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Mesechet Bechorot, brought to you by Bechomot Yerushalayim, is Daf Chavtet. We're holding on the Halakha Mishnah of Yerun Chavtet Amud Bet last line. Hanotel Sechar, Liyor Ro'et HaBechorot, Ein Shochatin Alpi. Somebody who accepts money in return for psak about a Bechor, you cannot shech the Bechor based on that Hechsher. So if you're paying for it, then it's not a good Hechsher. Unless Ella imken haya mumche ka'ayala biyavne, thank heavens Barney is not here. Oh my gosh. Unless you live in Barney's neighborhood, and over there there was a very great chosid who was dedicated to the dinim of mumim, and he was allowed, the chachomim were matir, him to take arba isarot lebei madaka v'shish lagas. So he could take a fee of 4 isar for a small animal, 6 for a large animal, and the psak would be unaffected. So whether it was a tam or whether it was a balmum, he made the same money. My time, huh? Why in the world do we make a difference between a small and large animal? Well, because it's much more tircha. We're not paying for the psak. We're paying for the work. And, I mean, he's got to sit there, oh, look over a larger animal. It's more surface area, and there's also, it's much harder to handle, to lift up a leg. This is heavy-duty work. So, hi, nafish tircha, I'm going nafish tircha. And then he takes money, whether the psak is that it's a tarm or the psak is a balmum. So, I understand. I mean, you can charge people money. You want to make a takana because this guy is a big chassid. Nobody's going to be chayshed him. So, if we're taking into consideration the fact that he's a unique individual, so, I mean, it has to make sense that he's being paid by the person. I mean, what did he do for you? If he tells you, sorry, but this is not a good mum, so why do you have to pay him? If you pay him, you're paying him for what? So Bishlam Abal Mum, I understand, because he's being matir. But a tam, he's not doing you any favors. Well, but if we charge only for Bal Mum, so then you're going to be chayshin him. I'm happy possibly to only charge if he gives you the psak that you want. Atila Mikshdei, people will be chayshed and they'll say, really, this supposed Bal Mum is a tam. And the only reason he was martyred is because otherwise he doesn't get paid. Mishum Agra.
Why did you do it before we have looked at chassid? You looked at him as an expert.
No, because that's the din. This is a special case. The mumcha kayala is not just that he knows the dinim, but that he is a special as Rashi said, chassid haya v'loy nechsha. So it's not enough just to be a book.
Even though
we make it takona financially, there's other issues involved, as we're going to see in a moment. So, says the Gemara, but wait a second. If that's the case, then basically, people will be cheshed him the way they're cheshed doctors. The guy said to come back because he wants to have another visit.
Another,
so, you know, we need to look you over again in a week. So we need to look you over again in a week, he gets paid again. So then this guy's going to say that this is, I'm sorry, this is a tam. So then you'll have to bring it in for another examination when it gets a month.
If it is about one especially, or is it about more?
Yeah, whatever. But meanwhile, he gets paid twice. So why won't they be questioning him for that? Nami is really a bamum. Vida loka shari like. The reason we're not being moderate is because he wants to take kihech adolish kalagarizim nachrita. You should be paid twice. No, you don't understand. This is like Kupat Cholim. The poor guy only gets paid once. Chad zimna takina le rabbanu. Trey zimne lo takina le rabbanu. Now, here's where the issue that I just mentioned to Barnea comes up. Because if he's only getting paid once, then why won't they be chayshin him that it's really a tam, but he doesn't want to wait until having to go through this whole visit again. He doesn't want to be tereach again to work for an hour and not get paid. So therefore, he'll tell you, all right, take this antibiotic. Don't come back. Over here, he'll tell you, okay, it's a mum. Don't come back. So why aren't we... So one shot in Tezvis is that for that, Bishlam of money, Mela. But nobody's going to be patient to him that in order to save himself the tircha, we already got the money, and he'd get the money anyway, that much he's not going to be matir ebechor. But it could be because of that he needs to be an adam that is above suspicion. However, another pshat that Tosfos says is because he doesn't have to see him in the second visit. Let's say you call the guy back, and it's still within the same quarter that he doesn't get paid twice. He could say, I don't want to see you. Go find another doctor. So you can't, why would I have to kreshe him? I mean, if he agrees to see me again, so then that's up to him. But I'm nothing to be, I can't force him to see me. So again, you understand that that's not 100% beyond suspicion, not above suspicion. I mean, Lamaisa, there's an entire social pressure over here. So what do you mean you're not going to see me again? Back? So Mimela, I mean, it looks terrible. I mean, what, because you're not going to make money this time? You're not going to see me. So because of that, there is an Indian that we also have to make sure that he is a chassid.
Would that mean that he's not a Mimuna of
Chassid? We're going to see later on about Mimuna. Hold on, this whole series of Mishnayos, they're interconnected. We've just seen the first line. Hanotel Secharo Ladun Dinav Betelim. Somebody who takes money to be involved in a din, his din is worthless. Lehaid takes money to be a witness. Edotav betelim. His testimony is worthless. He takes money to be mazer the paraduma waters or lekadesh, or to use his expertise in putting in the mixture into the water of the efer para. Meimav meimara. For all intents and purposes, we look at his water as having come out of a cistern, which is possible. Of course, it needs to be ma'im chayim. We look at his afer as being the afer of a makra that was burned. It was just a stick, nothing to do with the parah aduma. If he was a kohen, and we needed to be metame him in a way that he wouldn't be able to eat truma on his way to do this work, I'm just going to ask, but how's he allowed to be done, go through Tuma? Just to paskin a dinner, to be mazeh? We'll see. But if, because of the job, he ends up not being able to eat truma, so then you give him a sandwich to make up for his lost food. So ma'achilo, umashko, you have to give him wine that's chulin wine. Normally he would have had his truma wine. Visacho, you got to give him oil to smooth his skin, otherwise he would have had truma oil. Imayaz Zakein, if he's an old man and he can't walk, you have to get him a cab. Markivola Hamor. And if you're being mavatal him from his work, you have to pay him scharo kipoel. And we're going to see what that means. But you're mafsid him work, then you have to make it up. So first of all, why are we so certain that you can't take money? I mean, couldn't we do the same thing that we did over here with the mumcha and say if he's a chassid and he's a mumcha, then there shouldn't be a problem. And he'll take money no matter what he paskins. And he'll take money from both sides. So there's no Indian of sheikha, there's no Indian. I mean, why is there a problem? I'm reviewed on Marat because anything that has to do with giving over the dini ha'tayra is not allowed to be done b'schar. Forget about chashar. Since it says in the posik, re'eli madati eschem chukim u'mishpatim, Kasher tzivani Hashem Elokai. So memela, and this, by the way, is not stam chukim u'mishpatim, it's also a raw. Because the pasuk continues on, la sot kein bekerav ha'aret. So that means, in yonim of ha'ira'ah, how to act out p'tera, and stam, the dinim of the tera, are kasher tzivani Hashem Elokai. So the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught me, this is how the Rosh understand. Ma ani b'chinam, same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't charge me, af atem b'chinam. So I not charging you, and for all generations, there's no charge for Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. The Ron understands it to mean that just like it can't be that Kasher Tzivani Hashem should mean Badafka I should charge, so Kasher Tzivani means it's referring to the mitzvah of teaching. So it has to be that you would also teach in that way. Not as Shmar. But in any event, how about if Lamaisi you can't find anybody to teach you for free? So minayin she'im lo matza b'chinam, that he should pay b'sachar and learn. Talmud lomar, therefore it says, Shlomo HaMelech tells us, emet k'nei, if you have to buy Torah, buy it. So then the guy will say, okay, so I had to take out government loans for 6 years to be able to finish my Torah learning, so I should be able to charge for the notes. I mean, you can't expect me to put out all that money and then to have to work for free. Minayin shelo yomar, kishem shelimadati besachar. Just like I had to pay money to get my education, so kachalam denam besachar. So now I'm also going to teach you what the din is, only if you pay me. Therefore, continues the pasuk, Talmud lomar emet kinei, but ve'al timkor, don't sell. So it doesn't help that you have to pay to be kinyan. And then the Mishnah continues on, lahazot, lekadesh, meimav, meimara, efra, efer makla. Now, the Gemara doesn't ask how we know that it's usher to take money for this. And that is going to emerge from the sugya, as we'll see in a moment. Raminu, first of all, it doesn't seem to be true that you're not allowed to charge for, and if you do, it even makes it a not kosher hazoy of the paraduma, because of the Mishnah and Kedushin. The Mishnah and Kedushin says like this. Somebody goes over to a woman, and he's mekadesh her using mechatas, or using efer chatas. I assume what that means is that he says to her, listen, I will be maza on you, be matire you, and in exchange for the value of that act, you be my wife. So, harezu mekudesha. Afa pishu Yisrael. This word, afa pishu Yisrael, is really weird. Now, the truth is, in context, it's not weird at all, because over there the Mishnah talks about using trumas and meisers and so on and so forth. So this is afal pi shehu Yisrael, meaning that they're not his, but he was Yerush, and so he's not. But Rashi learns that it goes on all of the cases. What does afal pi shehu Yisrael have to do with this, the mechatas? In other words, even though it's usual for a kohen to be the expert on this, it doesn't matter. I mean, Yisrael can do it. Maybe Yisrael also could be the one who's being mekadesh with mechatas. A little weak. There's no din of kuna. It works. So I raise him a kedusha. It's a kosher kedushin. Rabbiya, that's not a problem. It's not a kosher kedushin for the value, which is zero, of the act of azoya. It's a kosher kedusha b'schar hava'ahu milui. So there in kedushin was talking about, the guy says, look, I had to travel for 3 months to get this. I mean, that cost me a heck of a lot of money and a lot of tircha. And normally I would charge $100 is to bring you a hazoya. You want to do the hazoya? Get somebody, get a friend to do the hazoya, but you're going to have to pay for what I put into getting it to you. That's something else. That is definitely worth money. It has nothing to do with the actual act of hazoya. What our mission is talking about, the actual schar of the hazoya and the kiddush, by the way, says, look closely at the mission. Over here, what's the lashon? Lehazot ulekadesh. And over there, what's the lashon? Hamakadesh b'mei chatat. Not with lazot, with azayah. Chatat. B'mei chatat or b'efer chatat. So clearly we're referring to two totally different issues. Shema mina. So therefore, says Rashi there in Kedushin, the point over here is, what am I charging for when I do azayah? My expertise in halacha. That's what it boils down to. Anybody can do azayah. A two-year-old can do azayah. Elamai, you want me to do azayah for you because you know that I'm an expert and you'll learn from me this is how to do it correctly and so on. That is kasher tzivani Hashem alokai lasos kein bekerevah. So mamela, that is exactly what is usher in terms of limotere. Therefore the Gemara doesn't ask over here, so how do we know that it's usher? It isn't usher for any other reason other than it's an act that has no tircha and is entirely a function of limotere. And for that, you're not allowed to charge. There's no tircha in hazoya.
Technical expertise. I learned how to.
There's no imun yodav like shchita and so on. It's just a 2-year-old can do it. But how much? And what's considered to be matfil de givolim and not too much? It shouldn't trip and it shouldn't be go on things that are tar. All those in yonim of par. That's all that's involved. Now, as far as the implications are concerned over here about the actual practice that we have nowadays, there's an amazing Rav Avadya Bar Tanura who writes on this that I saw Rabbanim in Ashkenaz, that it's a terrible thing, lo yevosh harav anismach rosh yeshiva litola sarazu vim kidei liyot chatzi sha'al k'tiva v'nitinat get echad. Rabbi will take $100 for half an hour that he puts in to write a get. The Aidim that sign on the get, they'll take $50 a piece. Such a rabbi is not a Rav Beinah, he's a Gazlan, he's an Anas. The Fishu Yodea is a mobster. He knows that no one else can give a get without his rishus, and there's no limit to what he can demand for his services. And I even have a chashash that the get is possible, because it says anotel chaladun dinav betelin la'i deyduto betela. So why should the get be any different? His get should be patel. Now this is a tremendous, tremendous issue, obviously, that goes through all of the Dorot. And Lamaisa, the truth is that there's a major machloket in how to understand this entire issue, because, I mean, the question is whether we should include any type of asiyat mitzvah as the issue that you're supposed to do bechina. So that some indeed learn that la'asot ken bekerav ha'aretz means anything that has to do with a mitzvah. According to which, do those who take the approach of the Rav includes the Rambam, and according to that, it would be usur even for a doctor to be paid, because he's basically doing a mitzvah, unless of course he's taking care of a goy. But if he's taking care of another Jew, so then since he's being Isaac in the mitzvah, the most he could take would be schar batalar, schar tircha. He certainly would not be able to take the loans that he paid in order to learn about it, because that's learning, and that means that the learning to do the mitzvah of refuah, you're not allowed to take money for it. And in fact, the Rambam, there were others like him, the Tashbatz was also a great doctor, and they never took money. They only took from non-Jews. Indeed, until the Rambam became the Sultan's personal physician, he never made money off of his refuah, despite the fact that, I mean, he had a horrible, horrible schedule dealing with the refuah. And this is also, I mean, the Rambam speaks about the total isser of somebody who's learning Torah, somebody who's a rov, and accepting money, and this is a terrible thing. And this became a tremendous issue between the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim, and obviously the nature of this idea called a kollel would be completely, the Rambam says, it's a chilul Hashem, it's a destruction of kol haTorah kula, and so on and so forth. Now, the Maisa, the even though we do paskin, the Lashon of the Rav over here, but the Netziv points out, and he has a Shas Rechuvas called Meshiv Davari, points out that nobody mentions he's a Gazlan V'anas. And that's because the idea of not taking Sakhar is only a mitzvah, according to other Shitas. It's not that you're not allowed to take Sakhar that's like Gezel. It's that you have you're mechuyev in a mitzvah to teach. You're mechuyev in a mitzvah, perhaps even to do mitzvahs. But I mean, just because he compares it to a guy hires someone to do a job for him, and he finds out that he did it on Shabbos. So because that guy did it, you're not mechuyev to pay him. What does that have to do with it? The guy who writes the get, Tainas, so you're saying he should have done it for free. So he did an isser and asking for money. That's the isser. Don't ask for money. But now they ask for money, you're not mechuyev to pay him. For some reason it would be gezel. Whoever heard of such a thing? So the point over here is that there is a major machloket. So that means that the Rav and others who learn like him, which includes Rashi, holds that it's usur to be mekabel the schar. But as he points out, when it comes, let's say, to chalitza, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you are allowed to take. We don't paskin like Rashi. The dinner yeridea is that a rofe is allowed to take a schar for doing refuah without any kind of gezel. The thing is, you're not supposed to ask for a sechar, but there's certainly no gezel in taking the sechar. Now, this is besides the fact that there are places that made specific takonai sakal, included that the Sivas HaMishpat brings, that in his time already, there was 200 years that they had takonas in many cities. Now, the next thing that we learned was that Imma Yakohen, and his metame or mitrumato. So if, because a kohen needed to make himself tame in order to take care of these things for this person, and to be his dayan or any of the other cases, so because of him, he ends up not being able to eat truma. So then he pays for his sandwiches. The question is, of course, how in the world is a kohen allowed to be over on an isra d'oraisa of being metame himself? To go through a bet hakvarot in order to get to this guy's court or whatever he was doing for him? It's impossible. Answers, the Gemara is talking about that he was in a bet hapras, which is the Rabbanan. So bet hapras is a place where there was a kever, and a plow plowed it up, and so we're afraid that there were remains that were dragged over the entire field, and the Rabbanan Hasser walking anywhere there, even though there wouldn't be enough to be metame ba'ehel, because there you need a full skeletal remains. Well, we talked about the shear many places, but there needs to be significant remains. But nonetheless, an etzem, even the size of a tiny sora, of a barley seed, it would be metame b'marga. So the Rabbanan over there said, that Omer of Yunamirav minapeach adam beit apras v'holech. That a person is allowed to use a blower. You know, they developed this machine, allows you to get to beit apras, but people started using it for blowing leaves. Outrageous, crazy. Who would use a machine for blowing leaves? But anyway, they prohibit that in many places. So, but those things were originally obviously developed to be able to go through a beit apras. I mean, nobody would think of, instead of using a rake, to use a blowing machine, I would assume. But anyway, so the deal over there is that if you check it out, so then you're going to be very careful, and you're looking carefully, and you'll see that there's no etzem kisora to be metame. And Rav Yehuda Bar Ami says, Mishpat Rav Yehuda, a beit apras is so kal that if it was Nidash, if people have been walking over it, made a path there, and everything has been pressed down, so there it's tohar, because, I mean, there's certainly no way that there would still be a bone fragment on the surface. Everything's been pushed under and flattened. Now, this is very problematic, because the mashma'ut is here, that it's mutter to do it, but that you still remain tummy, and you're not able to eat truma, which is not the way that we generally view it. Certainly the Rabbeinu Tam says beferish, that if you utilize nifuach, so then you're definitely not going to become tummy. And he understands, the chora, that we should view this sugya is that he went without being menafeach. And all we're saying is that if you're going with tzorach mitzvah, so then, since the whole din of a beit hapras is only rabbanan, because the whole thing is a chashash, we don't really know that there was anything left, we don't really know that a grave was actually touched by a plow, which doesn't penetrate very deeply. And there's many other issues that are involved over here. So be'etzem, it's an issur d'rabbanan. So the tzarech mitzvah, such as over here, to do the din, lil matera, lisa isha, that you can, for halvayat amet, all of these things, so you're allowed to do it for this mitzvah, even if you're unable to be menapeach. Maybe that's the pshat. Tosfos himself, the other Balei Tosfos, go through many different dargas. We're talking about a chiyuv of Eisei Pesach, then it would be mutter. If we're talking about lil mutera, lisa isha, and things like that, that's a different level. But in any event, look, it's not really our sugi here. So let's just take these two basic approaches. Either even if you went benipuach, it would still be metame, which is the pashtus of the sugi, like Rashi, or it's talking about you didn't do the nipuach, and it was mutter to do it because it's only drabona. We're bringing a riot to that also from the second part about beit haprashi nidash tahor, which obviously is not really an ogea here, and either it's just being brought agav, or if we're learning with this pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam, then that's exactly why it's being brought. See how kal it is? That's why you're allowed to ignore it when it comes l'tzerech mitzvah. So it comes along now, the Mishnah, to tell me that in that case, where Lamaitz is going to be unable to eat truma, the din is that you can, or he can insist on, going only if you get sandwiches. You know, there it's not considered to be pain. Or you know what? Who said before we're talking about the Mishnah anyway? Maybe it means that he went to a place where he comes into contact unavoidably with dead animal carcasses or shrugs him. Maybe that's the pshat. He said, I don't want to go there. I'm a Kohen. I don't go there. I eat truma. And even though there's no iser, I don't want to become tameh. Okay, so the guy could promise him a sandwich. Now, Imai is a king. If he was an older man and it's difficult for him to walk, so then you hire him a taxicab. Markiva al-Achamorn, as usual, the printer leaves out the main point, which is the next piece, which is Notel Sfaro, then you have to give him a Schar Kepoel. And in the Brite, it explains, Tana, when it says Kepoel, it doesn't mean to get his full salary, because he's not working. It means to get a paid vacation, which is a percentage of the salary. Kepoel Batel. Omer Abayev, what that means is that it's a selected rate based on the type of work that he does, because, I mean, there are people who may have a high salary, but they got to work themselves half to death to make that high salary. So for them, it's worth taking a vacation if they're going to get 50% of their salary, let's say. Okay, I'm happy not to work for a day, to make 50%. There's other people, let's say a gem cutter or something, a diamond polisher. It's not hard work. So he gets paid very well. So what is it? Well, it's vacation. Forget about it. And I'd rather make my salary. So over there, maybe you got to pay him 80% of his salary before he's ready to take a vacation. So it has to be adjusted according to Otah HaMelacha, obviously. Because we don't just say, Stam, we're going to pay you, you know, Bituach Lumi rate. I mean, it's got to be...
Okay,
exactly.
Doctor,
Yeah, that's true. But which reminds me, the guy that we spoke about yesterday, if I wrote him back, you have to understand that your today is our 3 years ago. So Josh asked him, he was wondering why somebody else is. So he says, Oi, I feel terrible. Give me his phone number so I can call him to wish him a Fushima.
Very nice.
It's still fresh to him. He doesn't like people calling him, though, right, Sabbat Josh? Huh? I don't know. He often gets nervous. Huh?
They want more time.
So I should give him a phone number?
Somebody has tell him to call after 10:30 in the morning.
Okay, so... Ha-chashud al ha-bechorot. Somebody who is chashud, that he would actually put a mum, we're going to see later on what is the getter of chashud al ha-bechorot. Ein lokhin mimeno basar tzva'im, you're not even allowed to buy venison meat from that guy. And you cannot buy from him skins that have not been processed, she'inan avudim, that are untanned. And we'll see why tan skins, yeah, I mean, why, let's say he'll tan them. That the Gemara is going to talk about, obviously. Rebbe Eliezer says, well, you can always buy from him skins of females. And furthermore, says the Mishnah, you cannot buy from him wool, raw wool, whether it's miluban, so it's been washed, or whether it's still filthy, it's so'i in its natural state. Ava lokhin mimenu, but you are allowed to buy thread from him. Tavi uvgadim, or arig is another girsa. And again, we're going to see what in the world is the difference. I mean, he could have processed the raw wool that he had, so why would we be allowed to buy these things just because they're processed? Says the Gemara, I mean, how could a tzvi possibly be a bechor? There's no din of bechor, it's not bokor of its own. So why can't I buy venison? Ah, that's because basar tzva'im looks like basar ha'egel. It has the same coloration as basar ha'egel. And sometimes he'll claim of a basar that is a bechor, that's an egel, he'll claim that it's basar tzvi. V'lo orot she'inan avudim, continues the Mishnah. So what are you saying? That if the skins were tanned, then you are allowed to buy it. Why? I mean, he could take the bechor skin and tan it, and now we'll say it's okay, and now you're going to say, I don't understand. Im ita the bechor have lo havit torach bek. The reason is very simple. He's not going to invest. If he's got a raw skin, he'll try to sell the raw skin. But for him to invest money and time, he's afraid. Because he thinks to himself, sovar, ishamu be'rabon, and if anybody finds out that this is a bechor, they're going to come in here and take it all away. So what do I need to invest in something? It's a risk. So if I get somebody to buy it, fine. But if not, I'm not going to put money into it. So mafsid let me know. They're going to get it all away from me. Rebbe Eliezer says, lokhim imeno rocho nekeva, you can buy female skins. My taima, obviously, in mida yadia, it's quite easy to tell the difference between a male and a female. Vitanakama. Tanakama says, well, I mean, you could always undergo a sex change operation, you know. It's easy in a skin to cut out anything that looks male. So in Kain Zochronami Chayik Lezuchrute, why can't you just sell a skin? I mean, obviously it looks a little bit funny. Somebody's going to say, that's very odd. Well, you can say, you know, the mice were at the skins, you know, and it really was a female skin. It's just been miced. So why don't we chayish for that? Akbari maklu. Says Rabbi Lazar, because come on, you can tell when something's been eaten by mice. Be'ach bari meida yediyah. And very much somebody's cut away. And as Nixon found out, missing pieces in tapes get you into serious trouble. So here too, Rabbi Lazar holds, there's no way to fake a skin of a nekeva. Does that make sense? I mean, obviously, if you're not even allowed to buy skins, I mean, a wool that he's put work into, Because if it's miluban, he had to wash it, and that's a lot of work. And nonetheless, you can't even rely on that amount of work to say he wouldn't have invested that work. So kosher cane, if it's filthy, you can't. I mean, the whole reason that we were ever matir buying anything is because there's enough investment here, like the skins that were bu'ubanim, it can't be a tzibachor, because he wouldn't have risked putting in the work. So if you tell me, even though he put in the work, you still can't buy it, kosher cane, if he didn't put in the work, you can't buy it. Ela chadakatani, it's a misreading of the Mishnah. Tzemer meluban mitzo is what it means. Meaning, if it was really tzemer meluban, then you could buy it. Because there's so much work to actually clean it completely, not that it should be ready to spin. Okay, that he wouldn't have done if it was a bechor. But simply to wash it out, that first washing, to get all the matted filth out of it, that is not considered to be a serious investment. He can't really sell it without that. So Mamel, that's a minimal investment. At least he'll be able to sell. That you can't buy from him, because that's not enough for him to be cheshed that they're going to get it away from him. Avalokhim imeno teviu begadim. You're allowed to buy threads that are spun and clothing. I mean, I don't understand. If you're allowed to buy the threads, gosh, you're allowed to buy the clothing. I mean, you can't make the clothing without first making the threads. It's a little strange statement. Hashta tvi zavnina begadim iboyer. The other lesson is ori iboyer. If you already turned it into an ariga, but this won't fit into this Gemara well. Answers the Gemara when it says begadim. That's why we have begadim, not ari. It means namte. Begadim doesn't. Begadim means felt. Felt. So pressed. It's not. It isn't spun. Felt is made out of pressed wool. So because of that, we have to list it separately. The spin is sufficient work to put in, and the felt is sufficient work to put in. And therefore, either one, you can buy from him because he's afraid to invest.
Are we going to speak about the with the
job? Yeah. Furthermore, hachashud, you shouldn't look forward to it. I mean, it doesn't bode well for Kayan.
Okay.
You
should get a bad rap of this guy. You go in with open eyes.
Hachashud al hashivi'it. Somebody who is chashud that either he's going to actually be over and make payers during Shvi'as or work the ground, or he'll do mischar, which is also aser with perot shviyas. Ein lochim imenu pishtam, can't even buy pishtam, because as David it will be happy to tell us, flaxseed is really in as health food. So mamela shviyas is chalav pishtam, and you cannot buy pishtam from him, even pishtam that is saruk, because that saruk, you've already combed it. But that's not a lot of work. So that much investment he'll make, that's the equivalent of the wool that is miluban mitzo'o. Absolute minimal, enough to sell it. Avalokhimehem, but you are able to buy threads of pishtam, tovui, that's a lot of work. Oh boy. And orik. And you're allowed to buy what you make out of that. Now, obviously in this case, there's no such thing as pishtam felt. Why don't we, you know, he's bringing us pishtan to show us. Get the camera focused on the pishtan. There we go. There we go. So the shaylas is he a choshed al shviyas? That's for shalom. Elim Cain, hoya mumcha l'rabim. So ask the Gemara, if you're allowed to buy even plain tovi, kol shekein, you can buy orig. And here, what are you going to answer? There's no felt that's made out of pishtan. You can't press pishtan into a material. And it says the Gemara, in this case, orig means tiki. Tiki is what is braided, like what we have, what we use for lulavim, for a srogan, the old-fashioned soruk that was actually made into almost a material. You can wrap the esrog in. It's not a separate strand. This whole nice braidable pishtan. So that's also considered to be enough of a work to be not invested in. If it were any chashad that they would steal it from him, those rotten chachomim, if they found out that this was shvius, they'll get me. So because of that, he wouldn't have gone in and made it. Hachashud liyot mocher truma.
I see it all in one mission.
I mean, Lamaisa, all of these are one Mishnah with these little little insertions in between. But you're right, yeah, no, 100%. Hachashud liyot mocher truma. A guy has truma, and he's selling it l'shem chulin. He's claiming it's chulin. So such a guy, you can't buy in his makolet, even me'edin. Afilu mayim u'melach, he can't sell you.
The Mashiach said here on one of the stores, don't even buy water in that store.
Oh. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Koshi esh bo zikat truma tumasrot. I mean, come on, what do you mean water? I mean, what, there's a hashad on water. If something could have some connection to truma sumaisrus, that you can't buy. Why would we ask her buying me'edin? Now, the language of zikat truma tumasrot is very strange. I mean, you should say that the koshi en amimin, zikat, has something to do with, some connection with. What would that come to teach us, says the Gemara? That comes to teach us tuna fish. So la tuye kirvei dagim, because tuna fish, la tuna fish. What could be wrong with tuna fish? You know who to ask about that. What could be wrong with tuna fish? Comes along the Gemara to say. What could be wrong with tuna fish is that it's mixed with oil. And the oil could be shvias oil. That's what's wrong with tuna fish. So la tuye kirvei dagim, dima arve bo shemen zayid. It would be shvias, and maybe he's giving you shemen zayis from truma. Now there was a guy, a tabach, that was choshed to sell chelev tarba diatma, chelev that came from the klayot, claiming it was absolutely munsi kosher kanta fat, which is on the entrails. It's completely kosher, and they discovered this. So kansei raba zvurin afil amguze. Rava said, that guy is not even allowed to sell the nut, what do they call those, Cheerios? Nuts. No, the ones with the nut flavor.
Grape nuts?
No, what is it, honey nuts. Honey nut Cheerios. All right.
That's possible in the Mishnah, that's what talk between Shem and Bermuda, that Bermuda is an answer, and is not talking about nuts.
We're going to explain it. Yeah. So the question over here is, why in the world is he asking honey nut Cheerios? Well, I'm a little popular Rav. I don't get it. If you're going Aliba to Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda was ready to say even waters. What do you think? Even honey nut Cheerios? I mean, he said, I feel a mayim l'melach nami. No. Truth is, I'm going like Rabbi Shimon. And only things that are nogea, that which the issa could be done with. But I'm extending Rabbi Shimon that anything that was involved in creating the Isser, be sure the gufe katsinan lay. Now you got to understand the way these people work. Obviously, the way to sell this stuff is by advertising for children. Okay. Now, tricks are for kids. Exactly. So what he's doing is he's giving out tricks. Okay, so all the kids in the neighborhood are coming in for their tricks. Now that he's got them eating tricks, he tells the kids of the other butchers in town, you know your father always throws away those fats, meaning the chelav. Why don't you bring them to me? So that way all the butcher shops in town, what, you're going to have to pay for Safeway in Muncie. There's plenty of butcher shops in town. Bring all of the chelev from the other butcher shops. Then he repackages it in his butcher shop as kosher, Shuman.
So,
yes, exactly, that's what I'm saying. So, because this is the way in which you get it done, I ushered even selling tricks. That's the point. Because Stam Dardike, look, kids love nuts. Okay. So, Garobam Guse. So, what he does is he is mishabesh l'bnei tavche, shakes his little nuts, you know, in front of the kids that come from the other butcher shop, and he's gorilei bamguze, he bribes them using his honey nut cereal, and maitilei tarba de atma, they bring him from their dad's butcher shops the tray for fats that dad was going to throw out, and he sells it repackaged, b'mar de kanta. So because of that, I go all the way. How do I read that? L'shei l'kamo, the entire shnato, meaning kol yud beit chodesh, plus l'ach shnato, an additional nami shloshim, or do we read it as two different cases? So in that case, l'shei l'kamo kol shem ezra chodesh. That's it, not a minute more. Echad anodad lo ach shnato is a separate case, en l'shei l'kamo l'shloshim. Tashma from this bright to the Tanya. B'chor b'zman hazeh, ad shalom nireh laharot olachacham, rishat, l'kai bo shtai v'shalosh shanim. Mi shenireh laharot olachacham, nodad lo mum b'toch shnato rishoy l'kai mekor shnim asur chodesh, ach shnato, eno rishoy l'kai mo, afilo yom echad, afilo shah achas, that's what it should be. But, you know, mipnei ha-shavat avidah l'ba'alim, we give you, what it appears to be saying, we give you another 30 days. Rishoy lekaimo shloshim yom. Yes, so what? I mean, a dying tiboyli, how do I read the braita? Does it mean shloshim yom achar shnato? O doma kodem shnato? Toshba. Nodad lo mum b'chamisha asar yom b'toch shnato, mashalimim lo chamisha asar yom achar shnato. And that's it. So obviously, shloshim is not a given liachash nato. Shma mina. And in fact, miseyel Rabbi Elazar, the Omer Rabbi Elazar, notnim lo shloshim yom, misha ashen olad lo bomum. So that works out fine. Ike diyamri Omer Rabbi Elazar, minayin lebechosh nolad bomum betok shnato, that we always give him shloshim yom achash nato, shenemer avnei Hashem lakach tochlenu shana b'shana, ezehen yamim achashuvim shana, in this version, the sprite is a stira to him, and therefore meitve. Nodad lo mum b'chamishasar yom b'toch shlato, mashlimin lo chamishasar yom ach shlato. You see from here only hashlama, but no way that you stam you get 30 days. But miyava shloshim yom lo, tiyufta the Rabbi Elazar, indeed tiyufta. Hashochet habechoru maret mumo. Rabbi Yudah matir, even though it's said post-mortem, Rabbi Meir Amar, no way. You would neshech l'shalapi mumcha, that is ipso facto aser. Mi sheino mumcha, v'roeyat ha-bukhov nishchat al-piv, harei ze yikaver, v'yishalei mi beito. Amar Rabba Barbachana, look, you got to understand that bedokin sheba'ayin, there's no machloket. Even Rabbi Yudah is maida, you can't rely on a post-mortem. So kule amar lo pligi di aser and deshe mishtanim, lo nechliku ela b'mumim sheba'guf. So Rabbi Meir holds Gazrina Mumit Shabaguf Otto Doki Shabayin, and Rabbi Yudah Sabah lo Gazrina Mumit Shabaguf Otto Doki Shabayin. And in fact, it's clear from the Braita that that's the meaning. Tanya Am Yochim, Ashochet Tabachor, Umar Ed Mumav, Rabbi Yudah Om Rabbi Doki Shabayin, Asur, Bipdei Shein Mishtanim, Bumumim Shabaguf, it's Mutar, Bipdei Shein Mishtanim. Comes on Rabbi Meir to say, Echadzeh, Vyachadzeh Asur, that's not true. Salkadaita? Mumishabaguv mi mishtanim? Ella, what Rabbi Meir is saying is, mipnei ha mishtanim. In other words, it's gzera, and we're kenes one or to the other. Omer Nachman Yitzchak, you know, I mean, if you read the Mishnah carefully, you see this in the Mishnah. Matniti nami deka. Look, what's Rabbi Meir's reasoning here? Rabbi Meir, Omer Hovanishchat Shalapi Mumcha Aser. I mean, if Lamaisi was arguing with Rabbi Yudah across the board on Doki Shabayin too, what does that have to do with the Oshin Shalapi Mumcha? I mean, he's got to mention the issue of Mishtanim, but he doesn't. So Shemamina, that the only thing that they're arguing about is this. That Kaniska Kanisra, it's Dafka Kanasaka Kanisra Rabbi Meir, Shemamina. Ibayalo, when we said before, does that mean that we're just giving a different term to Dokin Shabayin to incorporate the reasoning? So we're saying Dokin Shabayin or Mishtanim because Kula Mishtanim. Oh, Dilma, there are Dokin Shabayin that are Mishtanim. That's what it means. But there are also Dokin Shabayin that are not Mishtanim. Lamai Nafkamina, the Nafkamina would only be obviously valid. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yudah, but still it would be an important Nafkamina because it's lakhushi sahade. If you're telling me that kula mishtani, and now we've got the testimony of two veterinarians who say it hasn't changed. So obviously they're lying, as we know that it does change. But the I amret ikad mishtani, v'ikad lo mishtani, said I'll leave it to Rabbi Yudah, we could be samech on them that in this particular case it wasn't mishtani, and therefore it's a kosher bedika, even as a post-mortem. My, Toshmadi Yom Rabba Barbachana Sachli the Rabbi Yoshi the Minush. Hey, hey, hey! Come here, come here! Rabbi Rebrecha. Dok and Shemishtani. So Mirikomer like Bova Arecha. Apparently, it's not something that happens every other day. As Bichlal the Ike the Mishtani, the Ike the Lo Mishtani. Misheinu Mumche Varata Bachov Nishchata Pivar Ezi Kaver. V'yishalem Mi Beito. So, in other words, it's Osir. So it must be Tana Stomach Rabbi Meir. No, we've already just explained to you, as Rabbi Barbachan explained, that Rabbi Yehuda is also made in certain cases, like Dokish Ba'ayin. And maybe that's what it's talking about with Divrei HaKol. Tana Kishum Mishalem. I mean, so obviously we don't know 100% that you were mafsidim. So how do we work it out? So what we do is we take 25% of the value for Bei Medaka, 50% of the value for Bei Magas, and that's what he pays. And how do you account for the difference? Omer of Papa, well, I mean, Bei Magasa is like a serious loss, you know. We're going to hit him heavy. Whereas a lamb is Efsed Muad. What does that have to do with it? So then just pay prorated for whatever the loss is. Yachi lefum pseido lishalem. Omer of Unabar Manok, Mishpeter Rachabar Ika, Mishum Gzerat Megad Lebei Medaka Noguba, since he was over on the Gzera. So therefore we're not going to give him his full value. But if he's a mum chalabaitin, then he's part of the shine. So lema tnan stomach Rabbi Meir. It's mashpo for you that just because he said something, since you were gurim and it's a garmi, that don't did it a garmi? On Rabbi Allah Maram, not necessarily. How do you know the Mishnah that talking about a case we were no sevenatan biyad? Well, I mean, the case of Chiyevet Azakai, you could say, was not something other than Yad. But how can you be Mizaka a Chayav in that way? Ekadami, what? You say, I do hereby declare that you are Paturata, but that is Garmi. Allah, not seven atan Yad. Ravina, no. The case could be where the guy had a mashkin, was worth the full value of the loan. You take it from him, and you give it back to the other guy. So then you did a Biyadai. And what about the case of Timea Tatar? Hey, you took a sheretz to prove your point, and you were Matamayet. But what about the case of Tiera Tatame? You took the Tome Peros, you were Ma'arvan and Perot to Biadayim, and mafsid all of his Peros. Ma'aseh b'parashinit la'im shalavechila rebi tarfen leklavim by saying that it's strafe. Uba ma'aseh lefnecha hamim be'yavna v'itiru. And Omar to this harofe, in parabachazira yotzame Alexander shemitzrayim, she in chotchima im shela b'shvil shelo teled. Omar Rabbi Tarfan, oi, vavoi, bye, bye, chamorcha Tarfan. Omar Rabbi Akiva, no, Rabbi Tarfan, don't worry. You're a mumchal abezdin. Call a mumchal abezdin, potom l'shalim. I mean, couldn't he just given it to Rabbi Tarfan back between the eyes and said, you know, that it's a tovid for Mishnah. I mean, it's really chayzer. Well, Rabbi Akiva's been very nice to him. Typically, the Tobit of our Mishnah, the Tobit of our Mishnah's Chaser. No, Rabbi Akiva was saying, look, Rabbi Tarfan, even if it hadn't been a Tobit of our Mishnah, we'll talk about the nice part, you know. The old Inami Bishikal Adata Ita, you're still a Mumchal Beitin, V'chol HaMumchal Beitin, Patur Bile Shalem.
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
Today's daf is a Chof Tes in Bechares. We are holding on the bottom of Chof Tes on the base at the Mishnah. הנוטל שכר להיות רואה את הבחורות אין שוחטים על פיו אלא אם כן היה מומחה קהילה ביבנה. Somebody who takes money in order to paskin the din of a bechor, see whether it's a balmum, we do not accept his ishur of the mum status, unless he is someone who is as great a mumcha as Ila was in Yavne, she tirulo chachamim liyot notel arba isarot lebeima daka, v'shisha legasa bein tam bein ba'almum. Over there, the Chachamim were matter him to accept four in Sarot, which is basically about, you know, about a quarter. A sixth of a zuz, we call two bits, basically. For a behema darka, a little bit more for behema gasa, the Gemara will explain what the difference is between them. But mice, it's very interesting, as Machlokas Rishonim, l'chora, through the pashas of the Mishnah, there's no choice but to learn like the Rambam. Some say that Elah and Yavne was a great chassid. Remember, nobody would be chershed that he would paskin, try to get on people's good side by paskining that it's a malmum, so to get more customers, and so on. The mice accepted the same amount, whether it was a balmum or whether it was a tam, obviously, but otherwise it would be horrific. But even so, we wouldn't have accepted it, because there's too much room for wiggle there. But not because he's charging the same amount, but he's going to attract customers, we wouldn't be fresh. The Rambam says the Pashtas, that the din over here is a din in Chochma, not a din in Chassidus. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. Ela in Cain, Hayam Mumcha Ki Elav. It has to do with Mumcha. It has to do with this Chassidus. So obviously the point is that when somebody is in a position of being the one that the Rabbi needs, so everybody's going to start coming to him now. So they were mocking him because otherwise the pressure will be unbearable. He's not going to be able to do anything else. He's going to have people lined up at his door all the time. He's not able to take money, not able to work. So they were matir. So anybody is a mumcha l'rabim, that people need him. They're matir because otherwise he's going to be misbaltu malach. You know, he won't be able to do anything. It is similar to Schar Batel. We'll see. The Mishnah is going to discuss actually later on Schar Batel Mamish. Schar Batola, you have to analyze the type of schar that you were doing versus what it is that you're being misbata from, and I'm sure that so it's a slightly different, and it has technical measurements. Schar Batola, as we'll see, Machlokes because we showed him exactly how you measure. Mashenkin, over a year was a set fee, and it didn't matter Lamaisa whether it was misbata based or shar or not. It's a slightly different nekuda. Rashi indeed says over here, ki ila de chosid uvalo nefshad bekach. But look here then, what's it have to do with mumcha ki ila? It's not mumcha ki ila, it's ki chosid ki ila. What's the reason that there's an atkamina, asks the Gemara, between a demagas and a behina dak? I mean, the guy is showing him a mum, an atkamina, whether it's on the back of a tzon or of a car. So my time, because I'm not fishtirche, I like not fishtirche. Bottom line is that in order to handle the behemoth God, you have sometimes you throw the animal down on the ground and pull them down, and you're getting a, you know, it's also a chance it's going to kick you. It's a much bigger tircha to have to handle the behemoth God, even though they had some ria, it doesn't make any nafkamina. So mamela, they were koveya a greater sechat. Bain Tamu, Bain Balmum, I obviously understand why he's taking Schar for the Balmum. I mean, he's helping the other guy, and it's worth money for the other guy. So Bishleima, the Balmum, he shouldn't have got Schar, like Tam. I mean, you're telling him it's not a Mum, so why are you taking the money? What do you mean? Because he can't ask him the Mirchide. If he wouldn't take a straight fee, so then they would say that really, This Balmum, supposedly Balmum, is actually a Tam. It's just the Hodik Ashari Lay. The only reason that he's claiming this Mumcha, that it's a Balmum, is Mishum Agras, because he gets a fee every time he gets a Balmum. So, wait, so if that's the case, then they're also going to be Rashid now, because if you take the fee for saying it's a Tam, so obviously it's like these doctors that say, you know, come back in a week, you know. So then you pay another doctor bill. You know, maybe you should check it again in 2 weeks. You know, keep coming back every time you pay the bill. That's why Kupat Cholim, of course, has the arrangement. You pay once, and that's it. You pay once for that illness and that person in the quarter, and then no matter how many times he comes back, it's tough on the doctor. So Mamela, how do you explain this? Answers the Gemara. This was Kupat Cholim. And Chadzina Tekinle Rabbanu, Trezina Lo Tekinle Rabbanu, he only gets his fee once. It doesn't matter how many times they come back, and he has to look for each animal, he takes one fee, set fee, until such time as it actually becomes mutter.
So,
Anotel Secharo Ladun. In the same way, and we saw that in the previous sugya about chiyah to pay if you make a mistake, we spoke about in terms of before, then we spoke about dinim bichlal, what the halacha is regarding mumchel rabim and so on and so forth. So here too, benogeh taking money for paskening, in general, we compare it also to the din of a paskening as a mumcha for a bechor. It's fascinating that this should become the parak in which all of these things, the nogeh dinim, should become mukusha to what seems to be the least like din issue, which is heter b'cheres. And yet all of the halakas are compressed here in the Mishnayis. By the way, the Rambam points out that from the first part of the Mishnah that we just had, that you see very clearly that a sheikhet that takes money for a kosher shechita and doesn't get money for kosher shechita is exactly the same. It should be erchel mishchitasa. If we're going to be fresh at the Balmud, and this is a horrible situation in America. This is pretty standard. The sheikhet got paid only for kosher shechita. If he said it was a treifa, he didn't get paid. Terrible, terrible. And this is mamish common practice. So it says the Mishnah. Now, Anoitel Secharo Ladun, somebody who takes money for being a dayan. Dinav Bitalim, the din is batal. Not only, what is it, dinav? Not only this din, all the dinim that the guy ever done, they're batal, unless we could be mochiach, but for that din, he didn't take money. And obviously, it doesn't mean take money from one side, but money from one side is sheikh. I'm not talking about sheikh. Here we're talking about taking money equally for both sides in advance. There's no implications at all to the din. Me'ha'id edotav betelim. If you take money for being an aid, then all of the eduyot that you gave are also bought.
It's extra witness.
Huh?
It's an extra witness.
Enochinami, that's right. The expert witness thing is outrageous.
But didn't tell you,
it's people that get big. Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that. If he takes money for doing the hazayah of the paraduma, or for being the kadesh, the mayim of the paraduma, meimav meimara, the water that he brings, supposedly, that is meipora, we give it a din not of mayim mechayim, but of meimora. It's like it's meyeden water, you know, if it takes out of the bottle. Efroi for mikwa. You call that Afer over there, Afer Paraduma, it's like he burned a cigarette ash. Now, Lemaisa, let's say that the one who needed to do the din, or to give the Avis, or to be Mazes, versus a Kohen. And as a result of his needing to paskin, he was Mitameu Mitrumato. Someone's going to ask how that shined. But in order to paskin, he needed to take him, let's say, to Mokum that was Tomei. So he had to see the animal there to become Tomei. So then he's not going to be able to eat Truma. He's not going to be able to eat Truma. It's going to cost him an awful lot of money. He's not going to have to go to Makolet and pay for Kulin. Machilo. So then, I mean, that's already part of that's not a fee. That's making up for his loss. Just be Machilit. Mishiko. It's a big bring him water. Misoko. He can't use Shemin of Truma. So he has to pay for his shaman to be sach. Lima Yazar came, if it's hard for him to walk, he has to call a taxi for him. Markiva la chamor. Minotelo secharo kupoel moskir soza, where this comes up, kuel batel. Tomorrow we'll discuss what that means. Schar batolo, for anything that he's going to lose, actual money that he would lose, because otherwise it would be isay in his own work, that he takes to make up as a scharo, as a poil bottle, because he isn't working. Certainly worth some money not to be working, isn't it? I mean, you're going to take and pay him the same value. I mean, it's like they give you retirement, so they give you 2/3 of what you used to make, or 1/3 for vacation. So the guy's going to say, no, I only go on a vacation if you pay me my full salary. It's worth a little bit to have the vacation also, no? So I'm a over here, he's getting a vacation. Instead of doing his work, building a building, instead he's sitting there looking at a mum of a bakar. Somewhat easier word. So the Mela, he takes off a little bit from that also. We'll see, it's about Chokas Rashi places later on in the Gemara, how exactly we measured what it means by Obata. But in any event, there's a very, very famous brought the halacha, very famous Rav Avadya Mibar Tanura, on this mission. Rav Avadya Mibar Tanura brings, again, Mamash, a famous statement, which the Shulchan Aruch for the reason of bringing also, about Rabbonei Ashkenaz. Rabbonei Ashkenaz, he says, take money for writing Gittin. He says, and there's times in which this guy will take Asura Zuhubim for writing a get for his lousy half an hour of work writing a get. He has a very, very stark illusion. And the Aiden, each one takes at least one Zohuv. He says, and Beinai, this guy is a Goslin and a Kamsan. Terrible, terrible Hashem.
Did he get the
list? Shofanar brings his lush and believes out the Goslin part, which is Nogia Lokal Maisa. Because if you learn like in Goslin, then you have to give the money back. Whereas the Psak Aloka, based on the way that the Shulchan Aruch, the Mepharshim explained, why did the Shulchan Aruch leave out that part? Not because he's chas the Loshim, but because he held that there's no Isser of Gezela or Chomes on such a thing. It's a question of his having been over on the Halacha, the Fosik Mani Bechina Mapata Bechina, but that has nothing to do with his rights to take it. This is Lamosha. If somebody worked for you, it turns out he did your work on Shabbat. So therefore you'll say, I don't pay people who work on food. You have a deal, you have to pay him. That's one issue. And the Shabbat, I need it for the work, that's his problem. But you can't say because you went ahead and did the work, therefore I don't pay you. What does one have to do with the others? You made an agreement to pay him for the debt, you still have to pay him for the debt. And he took the money, he's not obligated to return the money. It's not that the money is his begetel, it's that he was over on the mitzvah of doing what he was supposed to do. What does that have to do with the bailus on the money? So therefore, the part that the Rav Tainas, which is that it has a din of gezela, is in Shulah Lachan, and we're going to see in the sukkah indications about this issue. But, I mean, Lamaisa, it's become almost scandalous what goes on with the with the Dayanim, with the Patevinim, with the Gittim, I mean, just it's absolutely, you know, I mean, that everybody searches for Heterim and for, you know, explanations and how we do it, and various understandings of Tzchar Bar Kola and the Heter of appointing people, like Yila Shebayav and so on, but it's Hashlachot, unfortunately, is strongly felt in the Jewish community where people have no respect whatsoever for Patevinim and Karasa for sure not.
Gone beyond
these problems. Sorry?
It mustn't go on beyond these problems because
if
you
can tell
them well paid, then
we shachtima well paid. No, there's no problem of sheriff. The only problem with sheriff is that they would be a sheriff that's only paid if it's not a trefa. And they're the one that's being ray of the trefas. That's terrible.
So you get paid money.
That's fine to get paid. It's really work. It's heavy work. You're talking about Shreftin or
not?
Shreftin is no problem. It's work. So the Bate Din, that's a different thing, but the Tzibor is miyachid people to give them a permanent, that's already an old answer, but they are sorry about Lonim and so on and so forth. But here it's talking about the Bate Din pay money. I'm paying you money to be done my Din. That's crazy of it.
As opposed to communal support?
A communal support is not that they're being paid for the din. They're being paid not to do anything else but to be available for community service. Something else. Whether they do done, they don't done. So that's basically a general scarbatola of batlon, and we don't want them involved in anything else. We want them to be available here to help whenever they need to help.
Including the
Well, we'll talk about the Kohanim mission in a moment. So, Minah and Emile, how do we know that there's something wrong with taking Skar for being Meir HaLoch or for teaching Torah and so on? Lamaisa, there are some of the Pesachim who extend this to mitzvahs in general, because I'm aware the Mishnah is talking about the din of the Horaduna. That's not a din of the Rav, right? So how do we know that there's an issue? So I'm teaching you the way I've got to taught me. Well, Last we heard, Basha wasn't paying any tuition fees. So, I mean, the same way I didn't pay any tuition, so I'm teaching you in the same way I was taught. I was taught for free. So you also, I have to teach freely. Tanya Amiyochi, Kashir Sivani Hashem Elokai, Ma'ani Bechinam, Apaten Bechinam. Just like now, my teaching I was taught for free. You also have to be taught and teach for free. How about you can't find anybody teaching you for free? Are you mechuyav to pay tuition? That's the shaila. Minayin she'im lo matza bechinam. Shilamed she'yilmod, if you said it's far. How do I know that you should pay for getting into a yeshiva? Talmud lomar, emes knei. Says you have to buy. You got to pay for it. So then you can say, okay, so then the whole thing breaks down, because it was only, I have to teach for free if I was taught for free, but if I have to pay, then I'll charge. It makes sense, right? So minayik shelo yomar, how do we know that you can't say that? But kishim shilmaratiya b'scha kachalam dena b'scha. The same way I had to pay money in order to learn, so I should be allowed to charge money in order to teach. Talmud lomar, emes k'nei v'altim kor. That's why the question continues, that you have to pay, but you can't sell. It's miridik Ramban on this, which shows the extension of the idea how the Rishonim viewed Chochmah b'chlal. Ramban learns from here that a doctor cannot charge except for the etzem refuah. He cannot prorate his education in the charge. That's basically what doctors say. Look, it costs me $300,000 of debt in order to become a doctor, and I have to charge you in order to pay for my tuition. Time is Ramban, that's Emes Kinei Valtim Kor. The Chochmah of, you're not allowed to charge for Chochmah. Unbelievable. It's a Torah, it's Refuah. The same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you Chochmah. That Chochmah is free. It's not, we talked about this, the difference between Aveda and Chochmah. It's the Gemamish, that whole sugya. We have to analyze what it means. Because the Chochmah is Dafka Mitzyaches to you. Right? It's your Torah. If it's your Torah, why aren't you allowed to sell your Torah? Very interesting issue we need to talk about. But in any event, you see the Ramban says, so to charge as whatever is the payal, okay, but he's doing a mitzvah refuah. And now he's going to charge for the chokhmah that enables him to, that's mamash emes k'nei v'altim kor. So all he can do is he can charge for the tirzah, but he certainly can't add a lot of money for the education. That's his problem. If he had to pay for it, no, he was stupid. Ramban was a doctor. Ramban is also a doctor. Ramban. Nachmanides. Maybe who wasn't a doctor? It was like in Germany. A rabbi doctor. No, this is the Ramban we're talking about. And Mamashi asked his refuah.
Maybe it's the mice of the president to the Ramban source.
Oh, this is a very serious issue. Lahazod lekadesh meimav meimara efroy for mikle. Oh, by the way, wait. Before we go by this, I think there was some hashlachot of the sugya. The shaila is like this: why are you allowed to pay someone to teach you if you're being mocked of that person to be over on the emes k'nei v'altim kor? So, how do we understand? good. Exactly. So how do we understand this? We understand this as a heter that's that the truth? Or do we have to distinguish between, and this is again the Gezel issue of the Rabbi Bartanura. If Lamaisa, the guy is doing Gezel, and it's a very strange thing to Taina, that the Taina is telling you it's okay, you could be Machshelim in Gezel because you need it anyway. Unless you learn like Barnea. This is an emergency, you got to live, so what can you do? So it's Kedai to pay the guy and let him suffer. But others learn that that's good for the Pshat. In other words, the fact that he's not going to be the guy in his mitzvah is one thing. I mean, that's a shame. What he made the decision how he's going to do it. But the question of my paying him is no etzem iser in his taking the money. Not like the Rav. It isn't an act of gezel to take the money. So he should have determined to be a teacher without Of course, by the way, I mean, here, Taisus already talks about the minhag that you know, people teach in Hadorim and so on. We take money from that. So, I mean, he mentioned the obvious, we discussed the Kiddushin, the issues of the Schar Shimur. I mean, basically, most of your teaching is babysitting. You know, so you have to keep the kids quiet and disciplined and so on, and that's not included in the field of teaching. And then there's also Schar Pisuk Taimim. Because Pisuk Taimim is not part of the chiyuv to be malamed. So Pisuk Taimim already, I got to teach him how to sing. I mean, that's also a choir master. That's not the part of the Rebbe's job. So for that we're paying. Lahazot al-Kadesh continues the Mishnah. So then his mayim is considered to be kosher. I mean, the problem is...
spoke years ago. Made a deep impression on me on the difference between the Ashkenazi and the Sephardi.
About Kalos.
And this place is about accepting Schar Tirchas. The Sephardi were not levad, they'll uncover the Torah, it wouldn't take money, so they didn't develop. This Ashkenazi, who took Schar Tirchas, were able to invest more, they had less cover the Torah, but they developed.
They developed in Torah. Yeah, but that had a lot to do with the Kalos issue. That was the heta for the Kalos, and the Sephardi never were racing. Lazot of the Kadesh again. Meimad Meimara, Efray from Mikle, Raminu. I'm a Kadesh for Meichata, for Beifer Chata, the Rezim of Kadeshas, Apapishu Yisrael. Over here, even though he's a Yisrael, and Norman Rash says, what's Yisrael? What does Yisrael have to do with it? So Rash says, as our president pointed out before, I mean, usually the Kohanim are the ones that are regaling. In the issues of Kiddush and Hazoyah. So it says obviously Yisrael. Tosfos says, well, that's very strange. It has nothing to do with going with the fact you say it's Rogil. So Tosfos fine is because this is going back on the ratio that we don't bring over here, which is about being Makadish Petruma. So over there, obviously, it's no Gaya. So there it's talking about. If you're Mekadosh Petruma or Matis Kuna, even though you're Yisrael, in cases where you have a right to the, you know, in Yerusha, so on and so forth, that it's certainly a Reza Mekadosh. Omer Abaye, so Reza Mekadosh is the pshat that you have Mominus in it. If you have Mominus in it, so I can't charge for it. Omer Abaye, Lokash, what do you mean? There's two completely different issues. Kan b'schar hava'a umilui, and kan b'schar hava'a v'kiddush. There's no comparison. There it's talking about, I was tereach to bring the water. No. So I understand. If I'm a taxi driver, I can't take money for my nesiyah. So over here, I spent a day going to get the mayim, or going to get the efer. So why can't I charge you for that tircha? Obviously I can charge you for that tircha, so there's many delivery boys. It's not part of the din of the mitzvah, not to me much yet. So one is talking about, here's a machlokas rishon. Some learn that the pshat is, I'm charging you for the tirchas, the schar, the money of the tirchas that are being meichel you, you should be mekudeshes to me. Others learn the pshat is, I could charge for the water, because the element that I'm charging for is the schar tircha of the avo in the mayim. It's not that I have to say in the schar, the tircha, I'm not, I can actually charge for the water. If the understanding is that I was matriarch for it. Dekanan, diktoni hoko lehazot ulekadesh, vahosam katoni hamikadesh b'meichat zbeith v'pora. I mean, there's a tremendous difference in the language also, because here it's talking about over here, look at the difference when it says hamikadesh b'meichat Harezim Mekudeshes. Vashenken over here, it's for the etzim act of being Mekadesh to Mekadesh. Likadesh, Lehazes. That's the act. The act is indeed also, because that's an act of mitzvah, which you're not supposed to take money for. But as far as the Mayim itself, the Mekadesh, the Eprachatz, again, Machlokas, whether you put the charge into the water or you say the charge is for the transportation of the water, but in either case, it's certainly not for the etzim act of the mitzvah. Shema Amina, that indeed is the difference between the two cases. It's not even called Hekshe Mitzvah. I mean, the furthest terms. Yeah, but I don't have the Etzem Mitzvah right now. Yachshu mitzvah, I have a bet and mitzvah to do azar. I have a mitzvah to do milas. Now my yachshu mitzvah is to get the knife from you. Well, the other, I don't have a mitzvah particularly. I want to have the mayim around. Now I went to a lot of tirach. I have now somebody comes and he needs it. I'm thinking, okay, I went to a lot of trouble to get it. I'm not going to charge you for that azoya, but I mean, I certainly want my money back. Im hayah kohen umetameh umitrumato. And Shaila is, how is the kohen go? What do you mean? He knows he's going to become tameh. He has a right to go. What kind of heaven is going to be over this to the Raisa? In order to get this guy his testimony or to be in the car.
What's he doing?
The pashtus, he became tameh. He took him to a basic forest or something. In order to get him to the place where he needed to see the Bechor. How did the Kohen go then? No, means he took him to a Beit HaPras, which is a Rabbona. Now this is tremendously Rabbonah. The din of a menapeach adam beis HaPras is that therefore it's not Tomei. Not that therefore he should go, but it becomes Tomei anyway. What's talking about is somebody that needs to bring his carbon pesach. So he's able to be menapeach Beit HaPras, or Beit HaPrashini goes to its store. So not that he's going to become Tomei. I said, what would be the point of going to become Tomei and not being able to bring your carbon? It's ridiculous. So what is it talking about over here, Beit HaPrashini goes? It's a number of different approaches. I mean, what's happening to us has a few suggestions. Clearly it could be that it means that in the same way that we're here to help, that Minapeach Adam Bebeis HaPras means that we're going to be Mekel under the Bebeis HaPras, which clearly shows that it's a Drabana. So we let you off in terms of the Yisra passing through, which is the Vaiter Suffolk. We were Geyser to Bebeis HaPras. But you'll still be Tomei because of our Suffolk, but we won't create Yisurim. Maybe that's the Pshat. In any event, Tesis himself ends up after going through a lot of different parishes, but there's three basic levels, which is Kedai. I mean, you take a look at the second line in Amid Beis, because it's a Yeserius thing in terms of learned Beis HaPras comes up so often in Shas. So Tosis ends up saying like this, V'hashti shlosha inyonim v'beis HaPras. Clearly from all of the sugyas, after all of his Vasa V'matam, he ends up with three different issues. One is Lo'esei Pesach. Well, there you have a special chiyuv in the Karban Pesach, which is the Karish, you don't bring. Over there, the Chachonim are mevatel the Chumra Bichlal of Beis HaPras. So over there, Lekulei Alma, whether you're a Nozer, a Kohen, a Zohar, whatever it is. And in the case of a Nozer, according to Beit Shammai, Bedakka, not everybody's married to that, but Minapeach Vitohar. That's a din, Minapeach on Beis HaPras, but they were completely mevatel to Tumah Beis HaPras. As long as you actually do the nifuach. Nifuach is, it's not exactly how you do nifuach, where you have to take the dirt and put it through a sieve, or whether you use a bellows that goes in front of you.
Just your
path. To make sure that there's no etzib kisaira that you could come in contact with.
So, isn't that the same thing as the
kuleyama? Kuleyama to a regular guy, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Kuleyama to a regular guy and to a Beit Shammai, even to nothing. Yeah, sorry, I said it backwards. Lilmay Tera, Lisa, Isha, Ladun, La'arer, all of our cases over here, L'Kavra Briyas. So over there, it's mutter to be metame, and they weren't the chayav you nifua. But you'll be metame. And it's a tuba de rabbana. Well, the shar mitzvahs could go in edus, doch, a shori al yedei nifua. The same thing of other mitzvahs, like over here. Same thing is true by he brings also the Gabi Erevin and so on and so forth. So this halacha that we have over here is now his category of becoming Tomei with Nifuah. Okay, let's leave it at that and continue. Rav Yehuda bar Ami Mishpeh de Rav Yehuda Omar Beis HaPras Nidash Tohar further Raya, that's Rudishet Tara. Again, the Mela we're going to be Mekel when it comes to doing a mitzvah. Or the most simple reason. Who said he took it to the basic chorus b'chol? Maybe there was a sheretz there that he had to become tamei on, which will answer him from eating truma, but it's certainly no iser because you're talking about sheretz. Maybe that's the trap in the Mishnah. Inami b'shar truma is the lo mizralai, no iser, but lo mais it's ma'akev the achila truma. Imayazakein markivala chamor. If he's too weak to walk there, he has to pay for the taxes. Then it says he can also pay him. And he pays him kapoil batel. What's a trap kapoil batel? Omer Abaye kapoil batel shalotam alakha. It means you have to analyze the malacha that he's doing and then determine how much, and here's the Rashi and Tosfos argue all over Shas, how to understand kapoil batel. Rashi says, look, what he's doing is also work. I mean, it's not that he's on vacation. He's not out on the beach, is he? So basically, you have to determine the difference between this type of work and that type of work. So let's say he's a koel binyan. So as a koel binyan, he's making, let's say, $50 an hour. But it's very hard work. Now you tell him, listen, we'll give you another job, which is easier work. How much would you be willing to take a cut in pay in order to be roya b'cheres, let's say? And that's the difference, and that's what he would take. Tasha's fine, then you're paying him for roya b'cheres. And every time this comes up, it's the same machlokas. So says if you're going to analyze what he's doing as work, and you're comparing that to what it is that he's being paid, so then you're taking into consideration the re'iyah of the b'chor, whatever the other issue is, as work. But the whole point is we're supposed to be looking at it not as work. There's no work at all that's involved. That's how we look at it, because that atiyas mitzvah is b'chinam. Very interesting about focus. Therefore, Tainus Tesvus, that Peil Boto has to mean total bitul from the malacha. That's the chat, because what he's doing is no malacha whatsoever. Now, obviously, if a guy is, let's say, he's a naked margoliot, which is the famous case that Rashi uses, which he has a malacha, basically kala. No, he sits around. He's got an easy job. It's not that hard. So over there, obviously, you'd have to offer him an awful lot more in order for him to, why should he take a cut? Just, okay, the beach, maybe. No, all right. That's it.
But that Mishnah Makkah, so they didn't go anywhere. The law versus now, the Engzomim said that he had to pay for 30 days.
This you should have talked about before, the Riyas Bakor, not the... Well, you're not sure if the Bechor is alive or dead.
But you have to make one to take out 30 days. You're estimating with really an interest in the estimation you're taking.
I have your printout. Addition.
Please take closing the post office.
Please take great. 10
o'clock. Able to get this
thank you so much. Forget about it. Forget it. By the time you finish, you know, the ship will be dry. Dear President, after all the stuff with the Jenis, I lose my water. Hachoshut, I'll have the Kerez. Ein lokhim imena. Somebody is Hachoshut now. So once we went from the possibility of Chashad on the Pesach, or on the Dayan, or on the Rei of the Chayres, we go already into general Chashad. Because after all, that makes a lot of sense to have here in the Chayres. Because the fundamental place where we were Gezer, or Chashad, was the Din of the Kayin, the Gambi of the Chor, where we don't trust Kohanim the Chlal, unless they can show that the Mum was here. Even, and then our general Din, that we're only Matur of the Chor, with a mumcha, even though it's clear that there was a mum here and so on. This is all involved in Chashada. So the Mela, we begin now a list of people, various people who are Chashudim, and they'll be matil mumin in a Bukhar, and I'll say that the mum was there. We're very makbid on such a person. And in lochim imenu basar tzivaim, we will not buy even venison. It's a venison. Check a Bukhar. So, I mean, how is there a chashash of buying venison that it could possibly be a bechor, so the bechor should be okay? No, because the color of venison is the same red color that you find in veal. And the mela, you can't really just say, claim it's venison, it's actually veal, which is distinguishable. Thank you so much. Terrible. V'lo orot she'inan avudim, and you're also not allowed to buy raw skins. Only raw skins. Why only raw skins? The Gemara will explain. He's not going to invest anything. in this to make money, because he knows that if he's caught, they'll take it from him. So Bishlam Yadskins, he'll sell, you know, get rid of them, move them fast. But if he's got to put money into them, and then he's afraid he's not going to be able to get rid of them, it's not worth it for him. So the Mela, if he's selling already Orot, a real Orot, that you are allowed to buy. Rabbi Yezer Omer, Lokhimi Menu Orot Shom Nikevah. We certainly buy a female skin, how could a Nikevah be a Bechor? So it should be no problem. Ve'en Lokhimi Menu Tzemer Miluban V'tso'i, Avalokhimi Menu Tavui U'Bgadim. You're not allowed to buy from him wool, whether it's already gone through the wash, whitening, raw wool, or if it's dirty. The Gemara is going to say, I mean, I understand. If it's dirty, suppose if you already put in money into being alive in it, we'll see what that means. But you are allowed to buy thread or begonim again. I mean, it doesn't make sense. It's thread. I mean, begonim, begonim. You already put in more work. This the Gemara will discuss. So what's the reason? This is because Mishnah Gemara goes through explaining the Mishnah word by word. First of all, you said that ain't looking in a bus or tzva'im. Why? The michlof b'dei eglah. Because it looks like an eagle. Lo oro chenam avudim. So what we're saying, because avudim zanina, you are allowed to buy orot that he did work on. Why? Because imita the b'charu lo avitar erbe. Lamaita, the guy would not have been ma'abe these orot, because so far he's not going to take a chance that he's going to be caught and then suffer not only the loss of the ore, but also all the work that was put in order to be ma'abidor. So there you don't have a chashash anymore. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, lo krimi mino orocha nekeva, my time of mida yediyah. I mean, you can look at the ore and you can see that it's a female skin. Vitanakama says, why doesn't he say it's mutter? Because you can turn every zocher into a nekeva. In zochanami, chayit was zachrusiv. It's a cut off the genital area, and then how are you going to know that it wasn't a nekeva in the first place? Ah, it doesn't quite look like a nekeva, so you'll claim that the mice got to it, you know. Omer achbarim achluas. V'idach, be'achbarim, mida yadiyah. Listen, nobody's going to fall for that achbarim achluas. I mean, you can tell when something has been nibbled by achbarim, and it's difficult to make that up. Vein lo krimi mero tzemer meluban v'tso'i. Understand, hashta tzemer meluban lo zavnina. If you're not even allowed to buy tzemer that has already been whitened, even though he put money into it already, so I would have thought, no, he wouldn't have been malabin if it would have been. It's a kosher cane, you can't buy the tzori if it's raw, it's dirty. So what's the chiddush in that? You're reading it wrong. It's one case. Tzemer miluban mitzoato is what it means. That it went through the first wash process. It's already not so much tircha that we're still kaishish. And the next case, which says tovli ubegadim, I mean, you can't buy tzviya. Koshka, you can't buy after you do them. You can't make a bag of them unless you already saw that. So, I mean, for sure you can't buy the begadim. Hashta, I can't buy the begadim. Hashta tovli zavnina begadim mi boy. If even on the tircha making the thread, we're saying that it's a kosher cane. The begadim, for sure. No, begadim means felt. My begadim namtim. In other words, you would think, okay, I mean, a tviya, fine. How about pressing into a felt? You take the wool and you press it down. They're coming to tell you that namti is the same level of investment as tviya. But obviously, I don't have to tell you ariga. Ariga is only after tviya. A felt is not a root at all. It's only press. Hachashud al hashvi'it. Someone who's chashud to handle or to actually plant during Shemitah. En lo krimi mino pishtan. You can't even buy something like pishtan, which is not a foodstuff, and which is no kedusha shvi'it on pishtan. Nonetheless, because it's about focus. Gzeir Vishim Tzvit, when people said you're buying this already by other things, or because Gzeir that he went and planted it was all, but it's all Gzeiros. Vafilu Saruk, even if he already went to the Tirka, no more than Srika, but he went to the Tirka being Sorei, Avulokrimian Tobui Varu, you are allowed to take, if you already went to the Tirka, of being Tove the Pishtan. then it's clear that he wouldn't have taken such a risk. If it would have been a chance, he could have been found out that it was Shal Shemitah, then you're allowed. Again, we have the same problem with this lashon, Tavi Varik. If Tavi Zavnina, so Koshikin Arik Mazin, and it means you put in more, even more, Tircha. Answers the Gemara, my Arig Tiki. What does Arig mean? It means Arig into chains. You can take the raw Pishta without being Tovet, like we use for now, like we use for the Esrogin. You take that and you braid it. And then you can use the braids for your hair, for purse, you know. So braided is what we're referring to over here. So in other words, either tefillah or even braiding, which is less tefillah mice. Somebody is harsher that he is actually selling truma. And look, you may not feel a mayim than melach. You know, don't buy anything from a guy like that. Such a makola you don't buy things from. Give me Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon. I remember Rabbi Shimon says no. So he's a general gzera not to use anything in the store. Koshi gave both zikas, trumas, or mices. Anything that could be has something. We'll see what he means, zika. But anything that might have something of truma in it ain't low to me, man. But mayim umelach with the chai of the truma. What's he mean, something? Lassi, kir by dog. See, you can't buy tuna because the people mix olive oil into the tuna. So how do you know the olive oil he didn't mix from truma and claim that it was truma? So lassi, kir by dog. Timar bibu shem and zai. There was a mice of a tabach who was chashud livznune tarba the atma. He would sell chelev, claiming b'mar dekanta, claiming that it was actually shuman of the entrails, which was kosher. So Rabba gave him a knas that he can't even sell nuts. Interesting knas. I mean, which butcher shop sells nuts? And this guy had a 7-Eleven. Well, this we're going to discuss why not. Omalei Rav Papa LaRava. Come on, I understand. If you're passing like Rabbi Yehuda, right? So you're saying even those things that are not that Rabbi, obviously a nut can't be chaylev. So Elamai, you're saying that you can't say we don't buy in your butcher shop. So what do you mean nuts? And even my Melech just paskin the way we're gonna paskin. We wouldn't even buy a bottle of Mayagan in your store. What are you telling me? Nuts. And if you're old, like Rabbi Shimon, so then the nuts are mutter. What's your chash nuts? I mean, you're asking to buy a chaylev of any kind. Says the Gemara Liyalam, Rabbi Shimon, the truth is, clearly since he didn't say Mayim Umala, his knas was only got Rabbi Shimon. So, what's the chance? Because Bisur the Gufa can see none. He gave him a knas because of the way that he did this issue. Because this guy was a very smart guy. What's he going to sell? He's going to sell his own little extra bit of chelev of the atma, the madakanta. He figured he's going to buy up all of the chelev in town, and he'll sell everybody else's chelev, which is worthless, and then he'll throw it out. And he's going to sell it to make money. So what did he do? He got the kids of all the other butchers in town by bringing them in with nuts, the equivalent of candy in our day. They used egozim. So he used the egozim to hire the kids to go and steal their father's chela, to bring it to him. And then they would, instead of taking it to the garbage pail, they would bring it to his butcher shop. And because of that, he ushered the nuts. That's how he used it. See that inside? That actually, be sure the group of consumers, Kastan Dardike Garo Bengozi. Kids usually like nuts. So therefore, what this guy used to do, Azulam is Shabish Livne Tafke, he would confuse those poor kids by them. I mean, the nuts really talk to their mind. That's why we say today, somebody's crazy, Mishubash is nuts. So he's Mishubash because of his nuts. So then, Gari Lukam Guzi would hire them, actually, using the same nuts. Umaisele Tarbidi Atma. They would bring the Tarbidi Atma from their dad's butcher store, and he would then go ahead and sell it. Mazmina Lega Marta Kanta. This guy was making a lot of money. Smart. He ain't nuts.